censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T. I'm filling in for Dr. T today while she's away at a speaking event. And you get to kind of see a little bit of our green room experience when I come on. You get a window seat into what our private team chats look like and what our chats look like with some of our guests. That is pretty special because that's kind of that really is a green room and experience that Dr. Tenpenny and I have talked about for quite a while doing a show about that because it's so much fun. And if you've ever been a studio audience guest on Morning Coffee before, you've totally experienced that with us here, with us on Critically Thinking. And if you ever want to be a part of our studio audience, you get the chance to ask our guests questions. When Dr. Tenpenny's here, you get to ask her questions. And it's always an amazing show. You can join our live studio audiences at drtenpenny.com under the podcast section. You can RSVP there, both for Critically Thinking and for Morning Coffee. Today, I'm bringing back one of our favorite guests, Savannah Alalia. Savannah is a seasoned body worker who, after 25 years of one-on-one body work and coaching, now develops and teaches body work trainings. She has a tenacious appetite for tasty, happy, healthy food. In addition to being a loving soul, she's a devout food enthusiast and author of Human Food 101. During the time that Dr. T and I have both known Savannah, we've admired her for her love for helping others. She's always ready and willing, whether it's about food, whether it's about body training. I've tapped into her multiple times. She has a passion for research and a determination to find solutions. And she really is an incredible resource to whom we tap into often. Today, I've brought her here to talk about gut-brain access and much, much more. Stay tuned. Welcome, lovely Savannah.
Oh, Michelle, I'm so excited to be here. I always get a bit of a heart flutter when I come on with you. It just like makes me want to like open out.
Oh, so excited to be here.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here with you too. And I think our live studio audience also said that, you know, you're one of their pure body expert gurus. So, so everybody's recognizing you over here and we do love you. And I'm not kidding. When I say that we tap into Savannah, we really do. Especially if there's something, you know, a new product that we're talking about with Touchstone, or there's something to do with just about anything, we tap into each other, you know? So I might call Savannah, I might call Tracy Stroop. There are several people within our organizations, you know, Dr. Pilevsky. The list goes on and on, and we're lucky enough to have that list. I feel very, very blessed to be able to do that. And it's not just for me. Sometimes it's you know, someone who's in our live studio audience who will tap in and say, Michelle, what can I do about this? We had that last week. Someone was talking about menopause symptoms, and I had been explaining that with, you know, we were on with Dr. Lisa Palmer, Dr. Dean's wife, and she was talking to me about how people with menopause really should not be having symptoms. That is an indication of something else. And so, you know, I was able to kind of tap them in together. So we really do feel blessed to be able to tap into you. So thank you, Savannah.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I think it's so important, the work that you all do in terms of helping people to connect to what's possible for their bodies, and the resources that you provide are just invaluable. So I've just felt honored to be part of a conversation with you all and get to play in this way, because to me, this is fun. Like, it's fun to share things that work. Yes. And that are natural and that your body can use. So yeah, it's just a joy, really.
I want to share it with the audience here that Cookie just said, yes, Savannah helped me too when I was in the hospital. She's a beautiful soul.
Bless you, Cookie.
Yeah. And Diane Cahill says, fun times in the green room. I love it. It is fun in the green room. Mm-hmm. And you know, what the people did miss who were not with us in the live studio audience was 15 minutes of fun chatter that... They didn't have a chance to tap into. I kept saying, wait, I want to share this with the rest of the audience. So we're talking about gut and brain, and it's interesting because this month our theme has been about the brain. And as you know, Dr. Tenpenny had suffered a stroke back in August, and she's done a lot to come into a state of recovery. And she recovered, remarkably quickly. Like the things that she was able to do after just a few weeks, and it was because she tapped into, all the people that within our circles, like Tracy Stroop, like Michelle, and I don't want to butcher Michelle's last name, so I'm going to say Michelle. And the two of them helped her tremendously with food, with supplements, exercise. I mean, the appropriate exercises for what she needed to do to recover. ECP therapy, which we keep screaming from the rooftops, like, guys, tap into this therapy. It's unbelievable. Whether you've had, a vaccine injury, whether you have myocarditis or whether you have stroke issues, like, it's phenomenal. What it does is it helps to increase the circulation and improve the circulation in your body. And in turn, it's fixing all of these ailments. It's absolutely incredible. If you want more information, go to ecpstudio.com. That's the California location. Or tenpennyecp.com. That's the Ohio location. I highly recommend at least going to look up what this therapy can do, because it's phenomenal. And I kind of say in a cheeky way, it even helps with erectile dysfunction. But it's fun to talk about that, because it's something that so many men really do suffer with. And, instead of going and get another pill, tapping into pharma again, go and fix it. This can fix it. So anyway, so gut and brain access, Savannah, what is the importance?
I mean, there's so many layers to this conversation with gut and brain, but one of the main things I think is the hormonal piece. So the serotonin and the dopamine levels, basically when you have more serotonin produced in your gut than you do in your brain. And I think sometimes when we're talking about, how the brain works, you want the brain to work well for you. Well, you need your gut to be working really well for you as well. And not only your gut, you want your organs to be supporting that gut function as well, because our organs are there working in the background the whole time in a way where we're not thinking about it. We're not thinking about what are my lungs doing? Am I breathing? We're not thinking about, is my liver working? Are my kidneys working? Is my colon working? Like, in the background, everything is just ticking over. And I like what you're talking about with the ECP therapy. Like, when you give your body the support that it needs in all of those different areas, in the gut, in the liver, in the kidneys, in the colon, with the lungs, then your body's able to just respond much better. And with your body responding better, your brain responds better as well. So these things are all very, very closely linked, interlinked, in fact, and you can't really separate them out from each other. I think it's one thing that we do often separate out. We think, right, I'm just going to hone in on this area. I'm just going to hone in on this area. But in reality, all of these things are linked together. And so being able to address it from every single angle supports your brain function, your gut function, and your just general vitality. Because I'm always reluctant to use this word, as we start to get older, as we start to age.
Get wiser, as we start to get wiser.
As we start to get wiser. The reason I'm reluctant with the aging piece is because I think a lot of what we call aging is actually a dysfunction in our bodies, because something needs addressing, whether that's to do with fascial health, whether that's to do with an organ that needs extra support. Like, often we think, oh, I'm just getting older. And actually that's not what's happening. That's why I'm reluctant to use the aging. So yeah, as we get wiser, let's use that. As we get wiser, we start to figure out that these puzzle pieces fit together. They are, in fact, part of a bigger picture that's important to look at. And so when you're looking at getting a brain that's functioning well, you want to be supporting your body in foundational ways. It's one of the reasons I put together Human Food 101, because just even understanding... Thank you, bless you. There's actually, I'm going to do for your studio audience, I gave a link to Diane, I'm going to give you all a free digital copy of that. So if you're interested,
oh my gosh,
check that out.
Savannah, that's amazing. Okay, so what link should they go to so that we can tell them?
I gave it to Diane.
I'll get it from Diane. I want to let you go ahead
Diane's
and I'll let them know.
Okay. But it's, yeah, so there's a little link there. You get a free copy of a digital copy of that.
There's
like 220 pages in there or something. So there's
it's incredible. It's incredible.
Dig into. But yeah, like getting the foundational pieces in place is really, really important. So making sure that you are eating things that your body can process and digest and supports your system is really, really important.
Oh, here, I found it, Savannah. It's savannahalalia.com/humanfood-101. And Diane will put it up as well in the studio so that, and Cookies shared it with our guests here so that they can, that's so nice of you. Thank you. I really do love this book. It's one of my coffee table books for sure. And my kitchen books, obviously. Fun stuff.
Oh, so sweet. I like it to be shared because actually I just love it when people eat food that really serves them and nourishes them on a deep level. And that tastes good. Like most importantly, that tastes good. Like I think a lot of the time healthy food sometimes can be seen as something that tastes like cardboard. That's just, there's no need for that. Like
well, especially
that
if you're looking for like gluten-free options, they don't taste good. For the most part, I just don't taste good.
So true. It's so true. But there's no need.
I got to a point where I'm like, damn it, if I'm going to eat bread, I'm just going to eat the bread. And I'm going to take my glucose control before I do it.
Because, yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm just going to do it. But I mean, you had a, we had a show where we talked about the glucose control. And that show actually brought you on because of an experience you had. Because we were starting to use the glucose control. What it originally is supposed to do is regulate your blood sugar levels. But what we found that it's doing with all the enzymes and everything that's inside of it, that the blend was supporting the gut health. And I'll just repeat really quickly because they can go in and watch that show about the gut health there. But you had talked about an experience that you had with pasta where you thought you were getting gluten-free pasta. It really wasn't. And you started to, you know, become inflamed. And Eddie Stone from Touchstone grabbed you some of the glucose control, and you like, you just describe that really, really quick here, what happened.
Yeah, I mean, basically, as I was eating it, because Eddie had been talking about the dish all week, so I was super excited to try it. They confirmed that they had a gluten-free version. And as I was trying it, must have been about 20 seconds in, maybe 30 seconds into eating it, I'd already had like maybe 2-3 mouthfuls because it tasted great, I'm not going to lie. I started to get like a heating sensation inside me. And I could feel that beginning to like spread through my body, exactly, inflammation. And I was like, oh dear, I don't think this is gluten-free. So then when I asked the waiter and he said no, I'm not gonna lie, I panicked a little bit because I hadn't had gluten in a really long time and I tend to avoid it because of what happens. And I went and asked Eddie, because he was there, thank goodness, he gave me some of the glucose control, and literally within about 2 minutes of taking it, I felt that inflammation just drop right down, almost immediately. And I had no symptoms following that, which I would have had for sure, because I've always had problems with gluten.
Well, you know, I don't know, and my team is here, Cookie's here and Heather's here and Diane's messaging on the side here. Amongst you all, you know, let me know how you feel, but if I have anything with, you know, bread, and I'm Portuguese, I mean, bread is a staple. How do you have a meal without bread? You know, you're dipping it in everything. So, you know, it just is. We're not pasta people at all. But bread is.
I'm Italian, so I love pasta.
See, but
I
you just, get it.
It's not something I can really do unless it's gluten free.
Right. So, for me, I mean, if I'm going to indulge and have my bread, my popsix, then I'm going to grab my gluten control. And it does make a difference because when I don't do it, it feels like, how can I describe? It feels like I have rocks in my abdomen. That's what it feels like when I, you know, don't do it. If I do the glucose control, then I don't have that inflammation. I don't have that bloating. So I, when I go to restaurants, because we don't know what is in the food, I'm not controlling what's out there. You just have no clue. I actually have this little container that I take with me, and I put this stuff in it for me and anybody else who needs it. For that reason, because I've gone to restaurants and it felt like crap afterwards, just like, oh, there must've been something in there, whether it's MSG or something else, you know, it just, at least with that, I don't get the nasty bloating that we never want, especially when we're out, right?
So I keep it in the car as well, like a glucose control or in my handbag, but I also take the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra with me because sometimes I find, especially if it's MSG, like it fogs your brain quite quickly.
Yes.
Or if it's
That's
sugar,
smart.
I know the glucose control helps, and it does absolutely 100%. But that talking about that gut brain access, like I notice in me, I have it with vinegar as well. And you'll notice that all the recipes in Human Food 101, it's all natural based sugars. So it'll be like honey or maple syrup. And there's no vinegar in there either, because for the same reason, it creates that immediate fermentation in the gut and it just shuts the brain function down.
Really?
They did a really interesting study with sugar specifically. I mean, we're talking about glucose control there. But like I said, I really like the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra for the same reason, for just keeping everything bright and open. But they did a really interesting study where they had a light bulb and just a circuit that was a wire, a battery, a light bulb, and the ends of the wires were going into a glass of water. And when they added sugar, sorry, let's do it the other way around. When they added salt, the light bulb got brighter. When they added sugar, the light bulb went out.
Oh my
And to
goodness.
me, I feel like our brains, especially all of our body, but as our brains especially are quite electric in function. Like when I think about how a brain works, and you think about like neurons firing. And the fact that you take out heavy metals with the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra, that helps to create that connection so that the mercury's coming out and that the neurons can fire better together. As soon as you add sugar into the mix, you've got that shutdown response. And so I love the glucose control. I know that helps with sugar too, but the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra seems to have that similar effect for me personally. So I will always have those three when I go out, just to manage whatever might be in the food so that you can enjoy it at the
I
same
never
time.
thought of that because I was taking them 3 times a day anyway, but I never thought about, taking an extra dose when I'm out and eating something. That's really smart, especially when we talk about the pesticides and we talk about the MSGs and different things that we don't know what they're putting. One of my biggest pet peeves is Knorr. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that here, but a lot of people that, especially in Portuguese communities and probably Spanish communities, right, Cookie? They use things like Goya and Knorr, and it's just full of MSG and all kinds of just nasty stuff in there.
Oh my God, yes, they use it for everything. I can't
Right?
stomach that stuff.
Yes, yeah,
Michelle,
me too.
tell us what Gnor is for us non-Portuguese people.
The Knorr is a
Knorr,
brand,
Knorr,
and they have
yeah.
like bouillon, they have seasonings and stuff. It's just a
Well,
brand.
the brand, Knorr. I
Yes,
got
Knorr.
it. I got it.
I always say Knorr because that's how we say it at home. It's probably Knorr, but it's we say the Knorr. Knorr, right? we actually say called Knorr, which is not an actual thing. Caldo in Portuguese is like, how would you say, how would you describe caldo cookie? It's like like a broth, right? A broth of something that's like a caldo. And then, like, we have a famous soup called caldo verde, which is, oh my gosh, the most amazing soup ever. If you want to try something new, go check that out. Caldo verde, which is a Portuguese soup. Anyway, it's made with collard greens. But we used to call it called Knorr because they would make the broth using that Knorr stuff. But when, I got wise enough, I got wiser, and I actually, started reading labels about, 20 years ago. And I realized what was in there, that was out of our household. It was gone. And we learned to make our own from scratch and, started to learn what not to use. And there are some pre-made broths out there, even in powder form, that are way better than that. So if you do still need to cheat and go, have some extra seasoning, there are options. Just don't use that one. And the other one that was very, that Spanish and Portuguese use a lot is the Goya. We use that a lot, especially in our dishes like I'm going to say another Portuguese dish, carne porca langiana. They use a lot of that kind of it's a clam, potato, and pork dish, and so that and our seafood. Cookie, you guys probably use that all the time too, right? The Goya stuff.
I don't use that at all, but yes, Spanish people use a lot of
Well, yeah,
that.
we don't use it. We don't use it anymore. I learned how to make it from scratch, so that's fantastic. And it's so easy. These things are just put there for conveniences, but those conveniences are often not nutritious. In fact, really dangerous. So yeah, so I'm pretty sure that we go into the restaurants and they're using this stuff. So that's really, what I noticed too. And the girls here use these products also. So when my gut is off, my brain is off. Like I'm foggy. I'm crankier. I'm not often cranky. So, if I'm feeling something off, it's like, oh, okay. You know what? Let me go fix something. I really do feel that connection. And mm-hmm. I'm not sure, you know, in our audience here, you know, let me know how you guys feel. But when my gut is off, like everything is out of whack. And I start like feeling breakouts. And I actually called you, Savannah. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I was like, Savannah, something's going on. I need to do something about my gut. I need to do something about my liver, because I was feeling things going off. And I noticed it first with breakouts. Mm-hmm. When I was working with Savannah back in January, because I had this long hate relationship with kidney stone that I couldn't get rid of. It had been 2 years. I had tried just about everything to get rid of this kidney stone. And I kind of threw my hands up in the air and I figured, this is going to be my lover for the rest of my life. It's not going anywhere. And Savannah was like, no, let's try one more thing. And I was kind of like, I was done. I'm like, Savannah, there's nothing you can throw at me that's going to fix this. It's literally not going anywhere. And then she said, nope, I'm sending you something. And so this is from Savannah's store. I'm going to let you tell them about it. I'm going to show them. This is the kidney cleanse that I did. And of course you can't see, I'm going to pull out the bag to show you, but this is the kidney cleanse kit. It has fennel seed, chicory herb, uva ursi, hydrangea root, gravel root, marshmallow root, marjoram, cat's claw, and comfrey root. Benefits include consistent energy levels, deeper sleep, clearer skin, less under eye bags for anyone who's wanting to do that, and easing of lower back tension. What it did for me was I went from having a pain level of like 15 out of 10. And it takes a lot for me to take an Advil. I mean, I went through 3 days of labor without asking for an epidural. So for me to take an Advil, it takes a lot. And I was popping Advils every day for a few weeks because of the pain I was in with that kidney stone. And so she sent me this and I was like, okay, this is like the last straw. I'm trying it. And within 2 weeks, my pain was gone. I wasn't getting kidney pain anymore. And I had gone to check and the doctor, when he looked at my x-ray, he said, or my ultrasound, he said, ooh, that's going to hurt. Cause it was way too big to pass. And I just kind of sat there like, and you're not like, do I do nothing about this? He had no solutions. I couldn't believe it. You know, of course, mainstream medicine, no solutions for you. Just go off and hopefully you'll pass it and it won't cut you that badly, is kind of like what he said. And Savannah sent that. So tell us first about that, because I want to start with that kidney cleanse. Yeah, sure. That's kind of my journey through.
So for, like I said at the beginning, like for me, the most important thing is giving the body some whatever it needs to help do what it's trying to do. Like I think a lot of the time when we have what we call problems, it's our body trying to correct itself. But what often happens is we don't give it the support that it needs because we're maybe not listening to the thing that it's specifically requesting. And so for me, I was like, I was kind of quite pragmatic about it when I first started looking at how the body works. And I noticed it because I was working on people's bodies. So I was doing like a ton of questions. I've got like a 12-page questionnaire when I was still doing hands-on stuff where I was like, what are you eating? What are you drinking? What's your medical background? And people would come and I would also ask, what's happening for you emotionally? Like I had all of these questions. And what I started to notice was that fundamentally everything seemed to boil back to organ function. I started to think about it a bit like a car. So I was thinking, okay, I take my car in every single year. I get it serviced. If it's, you know, if it's winter, I change the tires. If it's summer, I change the tires. Like there's all these things that we pay attention to. And specifically, you also change the filters in the car. And I'm like, well, the filters in our body, what are they? They are the kidneys. They are the liver. And with the kidneys specifically, like their job is to basically clean the water soluble toxins out of your body. So anything you're drinking, they will work as hard as they can to clean it all up. They will also, there's a whole load of stuff that gets dumped in there from the lymph. So it will help you pass those. If you're doing the Pure Body Extra, although it doesn't put any extra strain on the kidneys, it will come in through the urinary tract and it will clean out the heavy metals for you. So our kidneys and all of our organs are working all the time in the background. And so I became quite obsessed at looking at like what are really simple but effective ways that you can cleanse each organ separately. And obviously, ultimately, do a little process with all of them all together, because I think it's important to give your body support from as many different angles as possible. But with the kidney cleanse, what it typically helps with is it helps with your energy levels. I often was noticing with people that they would have like a dip at 11, they would have a dip at like 4 o'clock, and they didn't seem to be able to get like a consistent energy level throughout the day. And as I started to research different ways of kidney cleansing, different ways of liver cleansing, and I've done all of this for nearly 30 years, so it's a little while that I've been looking at this information, I found that if you took out certain things, so you were removing the strain. So with the kidney cleanse, for example, you're taking out caffeine, you're taking out alcohol. Now I know, and it's for 3 weeks, 21 days. So that can sound like really unappealing to a lot of people, because it's like, I've got to do what exactly? And how am I meant to manage for that amount of time? But I promise you it's worth it.
That was the hardest part. It was my coffee.
That is the hardest part, I think. But I promise you it's worth it, because what it does is it helps clean very slowly the inside of your kidneys in a really gentle, kind way. And you may find, especially at the very beginning, like you get a little bit of like this sort of feeling in your lower back. Because that's the other thing, like when the kidneys, this is the reason I started to research the kidneys. When I was massaging people, I was noticing that their lower backs were really tight. And when I dug into how much water are you drinking? How much caffeine are you drinking? How much alcohol are you drinking? Are you wearing high heels? Like all of these pieces. And I started to notice that
all the boxes for me.
I started to notice like what happens is the kidney will draw water from the area that it's closest to. So those muscles tend to get a little bit more tired, a little bit more overworked. And so I was like, right, let's start this kidney cleanse process and see what happens. And I saw, and this is, you know, this formula is like an ancient Ayurvedic formula. Like it's not just me that's created it. I just know that it works. So I packaged it up and made it very available and user friendly for people, because I believe that, you know, being able to do it as simply as possible is also the most important thing. So yeah, you've got a 21 day process. Yes, you do have to take out caffeine and alcohol, but on the other side of it, what you'll find is, and maybe Michelle, you can say how you feel from it. Yes, it got rid of the pain, but it stabilizes those energy levels. It allows you to have that constant energy through the day. Like for me, I was like, I start really early. Like, you know me, Michelle, like sometimes we catch each other on the tail end of the day, because I'm like, this morning I was up at like 3:30.
Yeah, I'm usually texting you at like 11 o'clock at night when I'm still working often at that time. And it's your morning, so I'm like, I know she's up.
And and she is normally. So I'm up like super, super early. And my energy levels are really stable through all of the day. The only time that varies is if I have had sugar, in all honesty. But I tend
to clarify
processed sugar. Absolutely. That seems to be the only time. And I tend to avoid caffeine anyway, to be honest. I very occasionally will have some vodka because I found that helps with my circulation, but I don't generally drink. Yeah. But it's again, organic, really well sourced. Like it's about.
Oh, you'll have to share that with us.
I will. Oh my gosh. I love it.
I'm not a big drinker anyway. Like
either.
Like it's pretty funny. I'll have like, you know, a full drink and I'll get through that much of it. Like I'm just not a big drinker, and I don't enjoy the buzz. I don't enjoy that feeling. I like to be in control. And so I'll just drink for the taste of it, really. So, but vodka, we'll have to come back to that. So
we'll come back to that. Because it's a lot. I didn't drink for years. When I first started getting into all the detoxing, I actually didn't drink for years. And one of the things I noticed, it actually happened more as I began to hit closer to sort of perimenopause, that became something that became important, which we will come back to that because it's a different
conversation. Let's come back to that.
We'll come back to that. Yeah. But what I will say is that if you give your kidneys the support that they need to basically clean themselves out, and you do it regularly, you will find that what you thought was old age, what you maybe thought was, you know, I'm tired, a lot of it will be partially dehydration and partially just because your kidneys aren't working as well as they could have been, because they're furred up with toxins, essentially, where they're working to clean everything out. So it's just like a service for your kidneys, basically. And it's a very simple way of doing it. You don't really have to change anything massive with your food. And in the Human Food 101 book, it's coded. So like every recipe that's kidney cleanse friendly, you know, go for it. But it's a pretty simple There's nothing crazy you need to change with your food. It's just nothing too spicy and nothing too rich. But mostly you've got this 21-day process and all you're doing is drinking tea and drinking water and then eating fairly normally. So it's very, very simple and it's highly effective. And that's what I love about these processes. It's like, how can you do this the easiest way possible in a way that supports you and is real in its results as well on the other end of it?
And Anne is asking, what are you recommending to detox the kidneys? So I'll just show that again. This can be found in Savannah's store. It's the kidney cleanse tea, kidney cleanse tea. That's the kit. And you can find it at savannahalalia.com.
That's because it's 1 second. Let me see.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
To everybody.
And she's giving away her the ebook, the Human Food 101 ebook. So that you can look at the kidney cleanse friendly food there. I'm sorry. Yeah, kidney cleanse friendly food there. And just to be clear, there's no humans in this food. It's called Human Food 101, but there's no humans in the food.
But it is what humans need.
But it's what humans need, but no humans in the ingredients.
It's because I love you all so much. I'm going to do a little thing for the first 20 people who order. I don't normally send always the tea itself or the box itself. It typically is only reserved for the people who are in my larger programs. But for the first people who do order, I am going to send you some boxes as well.
So, oh, my goodness.
Savannah, again, so from me.
Thank you. That is really sweet. Thank you so much. And it's coming all the way from the UK. So
this It is. I will pack it with my own hands.
Aww, you're so sweet. Thank you. And Cookie has a bit.ly link. I'll just speak that online because this sometimes goes on radio. So it's bit.ly/kidney-kit. Hopefully that'll make it easier for you to type it all in if you can't remember how to spell Savannah. There's, you know, probably different ways to do that. So I know I've probably screwed it up a few times. So that was the kitty. And I did feel great. And she did teach me about drinking water because one of the things she asked me is, how much water are you drinking? I'm like, what do you mean? I just had my cardio miracle right here. That's my...
What did you notice? That's the thing for me with water, especially because of the brain. Like, the brain is mostly made up of water.
Basically. Well, I'll tell you that what Savannah taught me was that I needed to drink 2 liters at least a day. And if I have a coffee, she said, you need to have 6 cups of water in addition. So I really gave some thought. I'm like, oh yeah, it's so worth it. I'm having it. But I did not do the coffee while I did the cleanse. But I'm conscious of it now. So I'm very conscious of when I do have my coffee. And I'll tell you guys about the cheeky little commercial I did after that. And it was all because of Savannah. But I did, you know, when I did have my coffee, I did make a conscious effort to have 6 cups of water following that. But I feel, because I'm fancy, so I decided if I'm going to do water, it's going to be fancy. And so it was in here. And I do living water, like Dr. Naputi always talks about. So I fill it with water. I was adding lemon to assist with the detox. And then I was putting the fulvic minerals in there. I was putting 2 droppers of fulvic minerals, which also contains some of the gut healthy, the gut version Pure Body, which for those who aren't familiar with it, this is a zeolite detox. And there's been a lot of talk out there about zeolites, and we're actually going to do a webinar with Dr. Lee, and we'll invite Savannah on as well to talk about that so we can answer some of your questions. I know Dr. Tenpenny addressed some of them last time. She did it beautifully. I don't think I've ever heard anybody explain it that well. Yeah. So I'll direct you guys to that, and I'll ask Savannah. She can say her version of it too. But so I put the fulvic minerals with water and lemon, and actually add a little bit of, magnesium flakes. So I just add a couple there. I told you I'm fancy, right? My coffees look the same way, but it really does not take a lot of time to do that. Honestly, it sounds a lot more complicated than what it is. It becomes like just a natural automatic routine every time. And so I started to drink 2 of these whole things. And I still have my cardio miracle in the morning. So that kind of made it was like 2.5 liters already just with that. And it's so easy to do. Once I got into the routine, I will tell you, it was not easy in the beginning because I was not used to drinking not even a liter of water. I've gone through my entire life not drinking that much water. So starting to do that, I would text Savannah and be like, I'm in the bathroom again. It was probably every 10 minutes. I'm like, Savannah, I can't do this. This is like, it's
problematic for my workday. Every 10 minutes running to the bathroom, and it wasn't a small pee. I was like, I really needed to go. And she said, your body is going to adjust to it. It's going to recognize what it needs to let go of and keep, because it's just, it hasn't been used to taking in that much water. And now I do it. It's been, I mean, it's April. I've been doing it ever since, and I don't have to run to the bathroom every 10 minutes anymore. My body's adjusted to it. My skin has gotten more plump. I noticed less breakouts. Everything is just kind of like fixing itself in its own way. And that those are the, you know, two things that I had done was the kidney cleanse, which I only did that 1 month. I did it an entire 30 days, I think, plus a week, because mm-hmm. Savannah was like, come on, go get it. One more week, go get it. And so everything else I continued, you know, the cardio miracle I still do in the mornings. And that's why I do a half a liter of that and then my water. So, but it does make a big difference. And of course, you know, adding the my regular routine with the zeolite and the fulvic and the gluco, all that kind of goes together. But yeah, so
I was just going to say, one of the main reasons that with the water piece, like when the reason why people pee more frequently at the very, very beginning is because when you first have, let's say your body's not used to getting a lot of water. So when your body gets water, your body goes, oh, hang on a minute. Right. Okay. We've got clean water coming in. We need to evacuate the stuff that's no good. And so at the very beginning, you pee often because your body has gotten used to the routine of being deprived of having enough water. And often what happens is the thirst mechanism slightly switches off. So you're not even really aware that you're thirsty. Often you maybe will know that you feel hungry when in fact you're thirsty. So that process of giving it continual repeated water then makes your body go, oh, this is a pattern, this is a new routine, okay, I'm going to be getting this regularly. Oh, okay, I don't need to like be so panicky about needing to get it out and then having the new stuff come in. So just in a very simple, that's a very simple way of explaining it, it just gets used to that habit.
And I do notice that I'm not as hungry either. Yeah. Sorry, this little one just decided to come in. Yeah. Oh, hi baby. She's like, she wants to come into the picture. Hello Stella, you want to say hello? Hi, Savannah. Oh, sorry about that. She like just jumped on me. I want to just let people know, I'm just being reminded here by Diane, we do have, you can get the fulvic for $10. If you've never tried it before, go to drtenpenny.com/fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C. You can get your first bottle for $10 and try it. Try your living water. Send me testimonials about it. That's how I take mine anyway. So that's drtenpenny.com/fulvic. So
love it, absolutely love
I'm
it.
I'm going to talk about the new thing you sent me, because again, you know, we're always talking about solutions and things like that, and I said to Savannah, okay, I want to do a liver cleanse, and I was taking Dr. Tenpenny's Optithistle and Knack. So this is something that I really do love, the Optithistle and the OptiNAC, which I don't have handy with me right now, and her OptiBiotic. So I'm doing this, and that's a really good liver cleanse to begin with. And I learned something a few weeks ago that taking the OptiThistle and the OptiNAC can actually act like a full, you know, liver detox in its own way. And if anybody, like not me, because, you know, I'm not a big drinker, but if anyone's has a hangover, you do this in the morning to help flush. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. So I would do it even if you just had a glass of wine. You don't have to have a hangover to do it. Just even if you just, you know, just go and grab your, you know, OptiThistle, OptiNAC and flush that out. I want to go a step further though. So I was saying, you know, Savannah, let's get back on this bandwagon. I want to do another cleanse. So she's so sweet. She sent me this. This is how it looks like. So this is the liver cleanse. Can you see it? Liver cleanse kit.
Yeah.
Okay, liver, and it comes with this beautiful little postcard, which I looked at this and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to tell my team that we need to send these with our packages too. This is so smart, so cute. So this is my unboxing. I said that I would do an unboxing with Savannah on the show. So this is my unboxing of the liver cleanse kit from Savannah Alalia. So, all right, here we go. She was saying to me, I hope the oil did well, because I said, I'll open it on the show. Let's hope so.
We'll find out. It's looking okay.
It's looking okay. So far, so good. Yeah. All right. So you're going to tell us. Tell us about what I'm pulling out of here, Savannah.
So the liver cleanse is a 7-day process. And again, same thing. This is the oil, the olive oil that you've got. And that's part of the last stage of it. And then you've got different salts that you take at different stages. You've got some capsules in there, I think, as well. And then you should have a little poopery in there too, because when you do a liver cleanse, it's not something you pee out. It's coming out the other end. And it has a very potent aroma.
I was going to joke about that and say, you seem to be poo-pourri, not potpourri, poo-pourri. All right. So tell me about this. What is this?
Okay. So this is organic extra virgin olive oil that has no pesticides, no herbicides, nothing bad. And it's come from an ecological farm in Spain that I have sourced personally.
Nice.
It's really good quality. And one of the things that I've noticed with liver cleansers, and it seems like a lot of people, I tried it this way the very first time I did this. I've been doing this cleanse for maybe, I'd say maybe 15 years. What I noticed is when you do it with poorer quality olive oil, the cleanse is not as clear. When you do it with really high quality olive oil, because of all the good live elements of that, it really helps energize the liver as it goes through as much as anything else. And so I recommend you finding the highest quality olive oil that you can in order to do this. And it's the last stage of the process. So with the liver cleanse, it's only 7 days. It's shorter. It's very deep. I actually love combining the two. So I do often the kidney cleanse for 3 weeks. And then on the last week of the kidney cleanse, I add in the liver cleanse, because you're already not doing any alcohol. You're not doing any caffeine, which you also need to do for the liver cleanse. The liver cleanse is a little deeper. There's no fats, no oils, no seeds, no avocados, no protein. And that's tough. What you're doing is you're resting your liver for 7 days, and then what you're doing is introducing the olive oil with grapefruit, and I don't send that in the pack, but if you get yourself an organic pink grapefruit is my favorite. Sometimes I add two depending on the size of them, and you blend that with the olive oil. Again, this is not a new approach. I have just formulated it in a way that has the highest quality of ingredients to make sure that you get the best opportunity. And then of course you have best opportunity of good results. And then of course you have Human Food 101 as well, which then supports you with recipes again that you can eat and enjoy with the code of the liver cleanse in there. So you know, okay, this one's liver cleanse friendly. I can do this recipe. So the liver is a really interesting organ to me, because it works so hard. It's like the general in the body. It cleans up the fat soluble toxins. So if you have something that your body can't process, or you have something that is just really toxic, like you put a huge amount of alcohol into your system, your body will sequester it in fat in order to protect you. It's one of the reasons, especially when you drink, that you want like a big fry up the next day. And that's your body's way of trying to heal itself and rebalance itself. So we often think that, this is a bad thing, it's really unhealthy, but actually that's the opposite. It's a really positive thing to give your body that. The key thing is obviously not taking it to that extreme so that your liver is having to work so hard. And I love what you were mentioning earlier with the other products there, because they sound like they just take the edge off and help the liver to work better. So I'm going to be checking those out, because I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, I'll send you some. I'm going to see Dr. Champagny in May, so I'll send some for you.
Yeah, I'd love that. That would be awesome. The having a clear liver, though, as well as obviously affecting like how your gut works, it also, I think, affects how your brain works. I often find that, again, there's a brain fog. I find, again, there's low energy, because, again, that filter is just not, it's working hard. It's working hard for you, and it's so full that it's having to then work even harder when you put other stuff into it. And it's like a glass of water that's just slowly drip, 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 dripping. And then eventually it gets so full that it's a problem. And people think, oh, I'll just, I won't have that many bad things for me. And it comes down very slightly, but they keep having a few. So to me, what the liver cleanse does is it cleans out that filter, and it brings that level right back down. I often recommend, especially when people are first getting started with it, that they actually do a few in a row. And it's such a simple process, because all essentially you need is good quality food, and then there's some salts in the mix, which, if again, I'm going to do the same thing because I love you all. For the first 20, I'm going to send a physical package if there's anybody who does decide to go ahead and do it. But one of
That's
the
awesome.
most amazing things as well is what happens to your skin when you do the liver cleanse. And that's often why I will recommend a liver cleanse for people. If they're having a lot of outbreaks, if they have really rough, bumpy skin, that's also a sign here on the arms or on the sides of the face or on the legs. It's often a sign that the liver is working too hard, because when your body, when your liver can't sequester the toxins in fat and keep it inside itself, it starts to push it to the extremities of the body to keep it away from the organs. So it's pretty clever, your body. Your body knows how to help itself. It knows how to rebalance what it needs, and helping support the filters in your body, your kidneys, your liver, helps you to be able to have a body that works better. Because they are, you know, it's like, think about it when you have like a Hoover, when you're hoovering. So I, this is how I often think of a liver cleanse, because I remember the first time I did it, I used to have bumps on my arms and on the side of my face. And I remember the first time I did it, it was like emptying a Hoover bag. And so all of a sudden I felt like my liver was working better. I was more energized, and those bumps disappeared within like
wow,
a week and a half after I'd done the liver cleanse, and it kept improving because the liver was emptier. So it could clean out the stuff more easily.
Wow. Well, it does make sense. You know, while you were talking about that, I thought of something. What about things like melasma? Could kidney, regular kidney cleanses help, because it's helping the skin? Could it help with things like that too?
I mean, that's an interesting question. I mean, potentially, because often that I would associate that with, again, toxicity. Mm. I often find though with that is when people are using a lot of products on their skin that is not natural. And I think a lot of that is the not natural reacting with the sun's UVs or UV rays in the body. I definitely think anything to do with the skin can be helped with the liver. I also noticed as well with women who are kind of peri or in menopause, when you clean that the liver out, it can help with some of the hormonal production. Because there's more stem cells in the liver. So you get the pressure off the liver by getting the filter more clean. And then the liver can work in other ways that it wouldn't normally, because it's very diverse, the liver. It's like I said, it's like the general in the body. It's the bit that goes, I'm going to decide which part of me is going to deal with this. I'm going to decide if it's going to be me, if I'm going to send it onto here, or if I'm going to send it to the extremities of the body. So it has a really big role. And so that regular detoxification process. So, I mean, like, detoxification, like cleaning the filters out, but then also like supporting it with good herbs and good food so that your liver is not having to work as hard. And we rarely think about that, I think, when we're thinking about our organs. We just think about what you shouldn't be doing. It's a bit like having a house. I think of it like that as well. Like people say, well, you know, I haven't eaten badly for a long, long time, or I haven't drunk for a really, really long time. And I think of it like having a house and like having house guests. And it's like, if you have a whole load of guests that have come through your house and they've got muddy boots on and they've put mud everywhere, and then you kick them out and they're gone, but they're gone. That's all you've done. You've kicked them out. The house is still going to be muddy unless you clean it up. It doesn't matter how long you kick them out for. Right. If you bring them back in like a week, 10 weeks, 5 weeks later, whatever it is, unless you've done a really good cleanup job, it's not enough to just say, I'm not drinking, I'm not having caffeine. Like, you need to support the cleanup process as well, so that your body can actually do what it's meant to. And I find fascinating that animals do it naturally. Like when animals eat with the season, they naturally liver cleanse.
Smart, of course, yeah. Dr. Pileski talks about that all the time, making sure that you're eating what's in season, not what what's seems to be out there. Just eat what's in season. He always says that.
Yeah, 100%.
And do you do your liver and your kidney cleanse back to back, you were saying?
So I really like doing the kidney cleanse. I start with the kidney cleanse because it gets you into the no caffeine, no alcohol. And I think with the liver cleanse, like the more preparation you have for it, the easier it is, the quicker it is, and the better results you get, because you've got that extra time where you're resting your liver down without caffeine, without alcohol. And then you just have to take out the proteins, the fats, the seeds for that last, it's essentially only really 5 days that you're taking that out for, even though it's a 7 day cleanse. And so it's then already nicely calm. And so there's no strain on the process. I really believe in preparation with these things. I believe that well-being and health, even if you're going to do these deep dives into cleansing should feel good and should be kind to your body, most importantly. There's no need to like do this hardcore purging, because I've seen that so much with cleansing over the years, and I actually find it quite aggressive on the body when people take that approach of like, I need to get this out, I need to get rid of it, like it's like they're punishing their organs for like not being okay at the moment or whatever. And I think actually what your organs need, because they are, like I said at the beginning, working really hard in the background, whether you're conscious of it or whether you're not conscious of it. And so being kind with how you approach it, being gentle and consistent with how you approach it, same as what happens when you start to drink enough water with the kidneys, mm-hmm. like it then kicks in and goes, oh, I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Okay. So it's like a habit forming process that you then give your body, which then means when you come to do a cleanse of any description, because I love to do these, like I said, a few times a year. When you come to do them, your body knows what's happening. It's familiar with the process. It knows that it's going to be okay. There's nothing stressful about it. And so your nervous system already like gets calm with the process. And then your organs are already kicking into, this is what's happening. And it's so much easier. It's so, so much easier.
You know, you said that you had recipes in here that were kidney cleanse friendly. Yeah. Are they the same ones that you'd use for the liver cleanse? Like, would you do it like, or is there something that will say liver cleanse?
At the bottom of every single recipe,
it'll tell you
three little symbols. One of them's a colon cleanse, one of them's a kidney cleanse, and one of them's a liver cleanse. And if it's highlighted, then it's okay for that cleanse.
Oh, Cookie, would you mind sending the link? Anne came in late and she didn't get the link for Savannah's 101 book. Savannah's sure. Giving away a PDF copy of her Human Food 101.
I'm working on finding that link. Give me a second.
I have a question for you, Savannah, from Sharon on Rumble. She wants to know if the cleanse is specifically for women.
It's not. It can be okay for men as well. I've had a lot of men do this cleanse. One of my partners who I was with for a while, took him a few years to do it. Like he was watching me and he was like, yeah, I don't believe these are any good. I don't think they work. I remember for me, like the biggest thing for me, especially with the liver cleanse, because I do think organs relate to emotions as well. Sorry, I'm going to go on a slight tangent and come back to the question because I think it's important. But so like the kidneys tend to be more to do with like fear, relationships, finances, like it's all about the boundary stuff. And then when you go into the liver, it's more about like anger or resentment. And I remember I used to have like a really short temper, which might surprise you because I don't ever seem like I get upset, because I don't, to be honest, anymore. And I noticed as I started doing the liver cleansing, my temper started to get less and less and less. And I think a very angry person is typically a sign of a liver that's overloaded and needs support. And so to your point about the question of like, is this for men, is this for women? It's for both, I would say. Like we all have organs, we all need that support, in my personal opinion. And my partner watched me for like 2 to 3 years where he was like, yeah, I'm not sure this works, but he was like, you seem like you're getting really relaxed and like your skin's really soft, like what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you know what I'm doing, I'm doing these cleanses. And he's like, yeah, but that can't have done that. I'm like, it's not that the cleanses that has done it, it's my organs that have done it, because I've given my organs the support that they need to clean out, and then my body gets to work balancing everything out. Like it's wise, the system that we have. And
that's brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. And so then he goes, okay, I'm going to try this. And he was, I mean, I'm just going to say it was like, I'm going to call it a man cleanse. It's like man flu. They're really closely related. I mean that with all the love in the world.
I know what you mean.
And so it was like a man cleanse. So in that way, it was a little bit different. But it was amazing to watch what happened for him. He had quite a gut when he first started doing it, and slowly, like it took him a year and a half, and he didn't change his diet at all because we were eating the same things. But he did, I think, 5 or 6 liver cleanses in that time because he had them a little bit further apart, and his gut completely disappeared.
Wow.
He used to have this was before I started taking the zeolites, the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra, and he had amalgams, and he had them taken out when we were in Thailand, and that was at the same time that the Pure Body started to come into my life. And he used to have yellow sweat on his pillows. And I used to be like, oh, like, why aren't you washing yourself? And he's like, no, I'm washing myself. This is just what happens. And sure enough, like I was seeing, because he was really clean, like he'd wash really regularly. When he did, he took out the amalgams and he was started taking the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra. He continued to sweat, like it went brighter yellow for 2 weeks and then it disappeared and it never came back.
Oof.
It was bananas. It was bananas to watch. Like, it's quite incredible what happens when you give your body the things that it needs and the support it requires to help itself. Like, our bodies work really well. And I think one of the biggest things that I am passionate to support people to understand is how to learn to listen to how your body is talking to you, what it's saying and what it needs, and then helping you to take those actions so that you can give it what it needs, and then you come away wiser, you come away with the confidence to trust what you're hearing from your body. And to me, that's really what health is about, is being able to listen to what your body needs and being able to have tools that create the desired results that you're looking for. Because I believe everybody should feel energized. I believe their mind should feel bright and full of get up and go as soon as you open your eyes to when you close them in the evening. And I also believe that your body should feel vibrant no matter your age, to be honest.
Okay, you were about to ask a question.
I'm sorry, Michelle. There's one more question that I think we should address, because it ties in, and it's people need to understand how it works. And when you're dealing with cleansing the body, it connects to a whole lot of other things. So I'll read the questions and it will probably be a quick answer because you've explained in detail a lot of stuff. But the question from Love Hugs is, how do we get rid of chronic pain? And is there a suggestion? And not only chronic pain, but nerve pain. And if you could just go into detail about how actually detoxing the body will help inflammation, which helps the pain.
I love this question so much. I really, really love this question. So 12 years ago, the reason I was in Thailand was because I cracked my sacrum and I stopped being able to work hands-on with people. And for the first few years after that, because of how my body was tightening from the cracking of the sacrum, my nerve pain began to slowly, slowly, slowly increase, to the point where even though I'd done a lot of detox, it was jarred. And it was jarred because I'd gotten to a very extreme stage. I'm very hypermobile, so there had been an impact in that sense. So I think it would have been much worse if I hadn't have been doing the detox that I'd been doing before, because the detox before had reduced a lot of the inflammation because my organs were working better. But it wasn't until I started to add in the heavy metal detox that then began to give me better footing for the gut microbiome. And then building the gut microbiome then began to give me better footing for an understanding of like my rest and digest process in my body, because I think that's one thing that we're quite separated from in our modern day environment. We just kind of we keep going, we keep letting ourselves be exposed to lots of incoming information, and it's a bit like, I think of it a little bit like breathing. Like, information coming in is like breathing in information, but we forget that sometimes we need to breathe out, and we need that downtime in order for our nervous system to rebalance itself. And this is where I then started to dig in even in much more detail into the fascial health, which is, the fascia is, for anybody who doesn't know, a lot of people thought it was like unimportant. It's like the packing underneath your skin, between your skin and your muscles and your organs. And like when they used to look at cadavers, they used to open them up and they take the fascia out. So often when you've seen the insides of people, none of those pieces are in there. But the fascia is this interconnected, interwoven part of you, and it lives in all of us. It responds directly to emotions in the body and the chemical peaks or lows of whatever might be going on in your system. It tightens and it releases based on how you're feeling, and that tightening or releasing can impact your organ function. It can impact your mood. It can impact the circulation in your body. And so learning how to open and release the fascia is a really important part of it. Now, in terms of cleansing, how that supports the fascia. When I was talking earlier, like when you specifically with these cleanses, because they do link in to the emotional piece. If you're finding that you're having a lot of fear coming up, or if you're finding you're having a lot of anxiety coming up, or you're finding you're having a lot of anger coming up, doing the cleansing will help reduce some of those emotions. And I've seen this with thousands of people now, because I've been doing this for quite a long time. I've seen it with my own personal experience. And as those emotions reduce and the fascia relaxes a little bit more, that's one of the things that begins to help with chronic pain. Because I think a lot of the time it's an overstimulation of a particular area. And typically, again, it starts with like a small injury in one place. For me, my chronic pain began, sorry, this is a really long answer. I'll try and keep it as concise as possible. But it began when I was 16 and I started ice skating and I competed professionally for 4 years. And I had like I don't know if you've ever ice skated, but the boots are like cement around your ankles. And so I already had like a tightening in that area and my muscles had grown in that position. So I had a restriction from not really an injury, and it didn't really seem to bother me other than I was like, oh, that's just a little bit tight, and I didn't really think about it. And then what else did I do? Then I broke my finger, and then I didn't really think about it. This finger here is like nice and bendy, didn't really think about it. But tight ankles and then a tension in this finger that then went all the way up my arm and up into my neck. Again, didn't really think about it. Like, I'm 20 at this point, no big deal. I'm getting on, I'm doing stuff. Then I'm doing body work and, you know, I'm using my arms really regularly, but with a little twist in this one because of what was coming from here, a little bit of tightness in my ankles. And then I crack my sacrum. So then I get a twist in the lower part of my spine. All of these little things add up. And I think we don't take enough time to look at the timeline of what's happened in our bodies to then figure out, why is it that I'm in this state where I hit chronic pain and inflammation? Now, the first thing is absolutely detox, bring those levels down, because as you bring the inflammation down, exactly 100% pure body extra, glucose control, like those three are magic. Then support your organs so that your organs can work better for you, and then begin to explore what's happening with your fascia. Like, this is the bit that I am obsessed about, because
maybe you explain fascia for a minute.
Yeah, go for it.
No, you go for it. explain in your beautiful accent, because people are probably thinking, what is she talking about, fascia? And I'm gonna add one thing that Savannah told me to add, because she hasn't mentioned it, but she told me to add while I was doing it, at least the kidney cleanse, was the green energy.
Yes,
I'll let you take a minute on that. And then the essentials. These are two things she told me to add while I was doing that. So I just wanted to bring that in case you wanted to mention it. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Like, the reason why I recommended bringing those in, because if you're supporting, so with the essentials, that's all of your fruit and vegetables that you need, like the deep nutrients, deep nourishing for the body, that will help restore and get the cells to work better. So they can do a better job. And then with the green energy, it oxygenates everywhere. Like, I love that stuff. I literally, like, I took some just before we started and I've lost the lid. I don't know if you saw me crawling around in the green room bit. I was like on the floor trying to find the lid because I had just taken some. But it's amazing stuff. It literally oxygenates everywhere. Oxygenates your brain, oxygenates your muscles. You can take it before you sleep. You can take it when you wake up. Like, it's a really steady energy. So I highly, highly recommend. That's possibly one of my favorite products. And aside from anything else, it also helps with things like spike proteins because of the natokinase in it. So it's an amazing product. But yeah, with the fascia, as I said, think of it like the stuffing, like in between your muscles, your joints, your ligaments, your organs. Like, the fascia goes everywhere else underneath the skin. And some people are saying that there's even more nerve endings into the fascia than we realize. Like, so when you're dealing with chronic pain, coming back to the fascia is one of the most important pieces, and then helping the nervous system calm itself down. Because if you've hit chronic pain, you're typically already at a point where everything is already really, really strained. Like, for me, it happened where I was getting like 3 to 5 migraines a week. And that was not fun. And I had to really like re-educate my nervous system around what was actually happening. What was the reality around me? Was I safe? Yes. Where was it that it was stuck in my body? But it had added up, same as we were talking about with the organs, that strain, those injuries, the anxiety, all of these things had stacked over a really long period of time. And so in and of themselves, they were small and insignificant. But as soon as you put them all together, that's when there was like the perfect storm, and chronic pain hit in hard. Almost worse than chronic pain is though, is when you hit numb. Because once you get to numb, your body stops giving you that feedback that there's a problem there. And I think that happens in, like, for example, I talked about my ankles. I think my ankles went numb because I've just got so used to them being that way. And so it wasn't a problem. And so it's really looking at the timeline of what has my body been through? What is every single injury that I've ever had that I can think of? And beginning to track when it was and what happened. Whether it was a particularly stressful period at work, whatever it might be, like, I think that's a really powerful thing for each person to do, because it begins to put the power back in your hands and you begin to understand what's going on. It's one of the reasons I talk to people about the face and mapping the body on the face, so that you can begin to see, like, your face will tell you where your problems are, you know, all the things.
We should do a webinar on that. Let's put a poll out there, everybody. So anyone who's watching on Rumble and Cloud Hub and Telegram and BitChute, let us know if you'd like to see a webinar talking about fascia and all of these things that we've been talking about here. We can bring Savannah on and do that. I think that'd be really, really great to have a focus on that. Because Savannah had some of us doing this, you know,
working on fascia. Different places, like stick.
with a stick, you know.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, so I want to make
sure. I know. I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
You know, this is amazing. The information is absolutely amazing. I love having you on. And this is really what happens when I call Savannah. Like, it's like, okay, Savannah, what else? And it's great. So I wanted you guys to get a little bit of that. So I'm glad that you went on. And I think they found as much benefit as I did.
I love being here, Michelle, anytime.
Thank you. I want to quickly just answer a question from Liz. Liz was wondering, she's already taking the green juice. I was explaining that this is different. I'll let you kind of explain. The green energy is not the same thing.
No, so the green juice is amazing. The green juice will have so many nutrients in it. And that's really what it's for. It's like the nutrient density that you can get from the green juice is second to none, because it's quite tough to get such good nutrition these days. So few things are organic. Even some of the organic stuff isn't always produced as well as it could be. Some stuff's being labeled now organic when it's not. Like, I think for sure that it is organic. I know the owner, you know the owner as well, Michelle. Yeah. Like, they are tried and tested and true with all of their products. Like, they are a benchmark in the industry because they believe in quality and they believe in actually delivering things that are all natural and that really work. So the green juice is incredible in terms of its nutrient density, and it's fantastic for that. The green energy does something totally different. So the green energy focuses on oxygenization in the body. It also will remove things like spike proteins because of the natokinase and the bromelain that's in there. So it was interesting all through COVID. I didn't really have any experiences of like spike proteins, so to speak, you know, being around lots of people who had been jabbed. And the reason I didn't realize until after is because I was taking a lot of the green energy, because until the glucose control came out, which was obviously just in the last 18 months, even less, I think, actually,
last 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The green energy was like my go-to because of the enzymes. And that's the main thing with the green energy. Like, it's high in enzymes. And it also, so it helps with that digestion, but it also helps digest excess protein in the blood, which is why it's so great when you do the kidney cleanse, because it takes that pressure off of the kidneys. So your kidneys aren't having to work super hard.
Because you do it during the liver cleanse too?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. Yeah.
And again, for radio and anyone listening, it's we have a direct link for that if you would like that. We created a bit.ly link for you. It's bit.ly/DRT, like Dr. Tenpenny, DRT energy. And Savannah, they're also wondering if you could just clarify what you would send for the first 20 ordering the cleanses.
I'm going to send a box with all the things you're going to need for the cleanse in there, apart from the fresh food, which you will have all the information of where you can source that locally, because it's a digital product. So all of that information is in the community that I've got there. Thank you.
And you'll get that. You'll get the PDF copy of Human Food 101 with that. So this is really great. This is really great. Thank you, Savannah. Maybe we should, you know, help make things easier for people and put together like a 5-day recipe kind of thing, or a 5-day, you know, here are some ideas of what you've done in the past. What you've found is this is easy to put together for the 5-day, for the liver cleanse that we're talking about.
That's already there as well.
Oh, it's there. Okay. Beautiful.
That's already there. Yeah. You don't know yet because you haven't been into that one.
Yeah. No, I wanted to wait for this. You guys are literally my unboxing moment. I waited for this. I wanted to kind of do it as like, okay, what do you do? I got the box. I took things out of the box. Now
so that little card that you've got on the back of it, QR code.
Okay.
And if you just scan that QR code, it will take you to the platform.
And if people hate QR codes, because I know some people do, if people hate QR codes, where should they go? Well, it's on here, right? They'll just go to your site.
They'll just go to my site. They will, if they've ordered, they'll get an email. They'll get an email with all the login details.
Okay, there you go. So if you
hate QR codes, the QR code is a backup.
Yeah, there you go. If you hate QR codes, don't worry. You're going to
get an email. You'll get an email for sure.
Cookie, were there any other pressing questions? I'd love to kind of get her back on and answer some questions. So if everybody here really would like that, if you want to kind of come on to a private webinar, we can do that. And that way you can have more question and like we can do a whole Q&A time instead of, you know, me and her chatting about it, because you've gotten kind of a little bit of that already with watching this show. So if you do want to do that and you want to come into a Q&A webinar, please let us know. Send us a message. You can send it to support@drtenpenny.com and let us know. Even if you're just in Rumble, say yes. But get us your contact so that we could make sure that you're on that list to bring you into the webinar and you can come into the Q&A. What I'll actually do is I'll create a special sign up so that we can make sure that we include you and make sure that you get emailed with information on that webinar. So I'll create that special sign up for you and I'll plug it into the Rumble channel, the BitChute, the Clout Hub, and we'll send it off in Telegram world and our social media channels as well. So if you watch this show, share it with your friends. If they all want to come in the webinar, we'll make it happen. So if this is interesting to you, please say yes. Send me the webinar information and we'll make that happen. So thank you again. Thank you so much, Savannah.
Thank you.
I can have you on here for another hour. You know that, right? Have you on here.
I will hang out with you anytime, Michelle. Any place, anywhere.
Thank you. And I will be seeing you. She and I are going to on a cruise together in November to talk business. Of course, we're going to be talking about all these amazing things that we are helping you to support your systems. Like I always say every time I'm on with Dr. T, we tell you what we do for ourselves. So we want to be able to share with you the things we share with that we use, our family uses, our team uses. And we kind of, you know, I love these like morning coffees because we really get to talk about it and not just kind of show it in a commercial, because that's so impersonal. This is like, I'm not kidding you. I have my collection here. This is part of our routines to try to keep our bodies as healthy as possible. And like Savannah said, it's not just, you know, the product doing the work, it's your body doing the work. You know, you're cleaning out your body so that your body can work better and can function better and do what it's supposed to do. Because, you know, like Dr. T always says, until we stop living in a toxic world, we need to continuously, you know, detox and support our bodies, cleanse our bodies, and give it, you know, all with all these supplements that we use, like the green energy and the glucose control, for instance, to just keep your body going. Like I look at it like I put the best oil in my car. I want to put the best things inside my body too. And we're just not getting that from food these days. We're just not. So I thank you. I love you, Savannah. I thank you, my team here too. They're always amazing. Talk about stepping up every single time that we need the team here. And I hope you all stick around for a few more minutes here, because we are going to talk about some of these items. So those who have missed the chat, you're going to get a chance right now to grab those links and grab your discounts, because we often have discounts on the different products of the fulvic minerals. We have fulvic minerals for a $10 bottle if you've never tried it. And that's at drtenpenny.com. So yes, drtenpenny.com/fulvic, $10 bottle. Go and get it. We have a 10 bottle Gluco 2. I'll say that really, really quickly. I'm going to rush for time because I do see that we've gone over. We have a $10 Gluco bottle for you. It's bit.ly/Gluco10. So grab your $10 bottle. And of course, go to DRTDetox.com. I know I'm speaking really fast here. DRTDetox.com to get your $50 off of your zeolite, your first bottle of the metal detox cleanse that we use. Pure Body Extra Zeolite. That'll get you $50 off. And if you do auto ship, it comes out to like, in America anyway, it comes out to about 82% off. It's like a $13 bottle. So go and grab yourselves that if you've never done it. And thank you once again from the bottom of my heart. I love you, Savannah. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm sure I'll speak to you a million times more this week, but I'm going to end Dr. Tenpenny's show right now with her favorite verse from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So I hope you'll join us for the webinar. Please do let us know how you feel and if you want to be on it, and we'll see you then.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store.